जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहार जय जय राधा माधव जय जय बिहार जय गोपी जन वल्लभ धारे जय जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तिरावन जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहार जय जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधे जय जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल जय ओ विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद्भि दिवैन एसि भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिव प्रभु पाद जय जय ओ विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद्भि दिवैन भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्री गोपाल की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सेवा सदि गौर भक्तों। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नस्तदायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नसिके। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। राम राम हरे हरे। ओम ज्ञान सिंह गणंजन शिलाक्रिया चक्षुन्मिलितं तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। ओम नारायण कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामे नमस्ते। सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी पुष्पारिणी निर्विशेष शुभवादे पश्चात देश श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य श्री भास्वती गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। सुत उवाच विदुरस्तीर्थयात्रायां मैत्रेयादात्मनो गते ज्ञात्वा गाद्धास्तिना पूरं तया वाप्त विवेशितः। सूत उवाच विदुरस्तीर्थयात्रायां मैत्रेयादात्मनो गते ज्ञात्वा गादास्तिनः पूरं तया वाप्तविवेशितः। सूत उवाच विदुरस्तीर्थयात्रायां मैत्रेयादात्मनो गते ज्ञात्वा गादास्तिनः पूरं तया वाप्तविवेशितः।
Thank you. Mataji's translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Sri Sita Goswami said, while traveling on a pilgrimage, whether I received knowledge of the destination of the self from great sage Maitreya, and in return to Hastinapura, he became as well versed in the subject as he desired. Purport: Vidura, one of the prominent figures in the history of the Mahabharata, he was conceived by Vyasadeva in the womb of maid servant of Ambika, mother of Maharaj Pandu. He is the incarnation of Yamaraj. Being cursed by Mandukamani, he was to become a Shudra. The story is narrated as follows. Once upon a time, the state police caught some thieves who had concealed themselves in the hermitage of Mandukamani. The police constables, as usual, arrested all the thieves and Mandukamani along with them. The magistrate specifically punished the Muni to death by pierced with the lance. When he was just to pierce, the news reached the king, and he at once stopped the act of consideration of his being great Muni. The king personally begged the Muni's pardon for the mistake of his men, and the saint at once went to Yamaraj, who prescribes the destiny of the living beings. Yamaraj, being questioned by the Muni, replied that the Muni in his childhood pierced an ant with sharpened straw, and for that reason he was put into difficulty. The Muni thought it unwise on the part of Yamaraj that he was punished for his childish innocence, and thus the Muni cursed Yamaraj to become a Shudra. And this Shudra incarnation of Yamaraj was known as Vidura, the Shudra brother of Dhritarashtra and Maharaj Pandu. But this Shudra son of Kuru dynasty was equally treated by Bhishma Deva along with his other nephews. And in due course, Vidura was married with a girl who was also born in the womb of a Shudrani by a Brahmana. Although Vidura did not inherit the property of his father, the brother of Bhishmadev, still he was given sufficient state property by Dhritarashtra, the elder brother of Vidura. Vidura was very much attached to his elder brother, and all along he tried to guide him on the right path. During the fratricidal war of Kurukshetra, Vidura repeatedly implored his elder brother to do justice to his sons of Pandus. But Dhritarashtra did not like such interference by his Duryodhan did not like such interference by his uncle. And thus he practically insulted Vidura. This resulted in Vidura's leaving home for pilgrimage and taking instructions from Maitreya. Namo Vishnu Padaye Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Name Muste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavade Pashyat Deshata. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, in the translation of today's verse, explains that Vidura traveled to different holy places in India. It was our Vedic culture that people would go and visit holy places. Especially the householders, after retiring from their family lives, husband and wife, they would travel to all the different holy places. What is the purpose of visiting the holy places? Always remember Krishna and never forget Him. That is the purpose of visiting the holy places. Because in the holy places, it is very easy to remember Krishna. Because in the holy places, practically every day there are festivals going on. And festival means the devotees are always engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord, hearing the glories of Krishna, serving Krishna. In this way, it becomes easier to be Krishna conscious in the holy place. And therefore, there are so many festivals take place in the Holy Dham. Even now also, there is a beautiful festival going on in Vrindavan, that is Jhulan Leela of Krishna. It just began yesterday, and 4 more days to go. Devotees from all over the world are celebrating Jhulan Mahotsav. In some places, the Jhulan Mahotsav is celebrated for 7 days, some places 13 days, some places even for a month. But specifically for 5 days. And specially by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, now throughout the world, people are getting the opportunity, chance to serve Krishna by pulling their string. So, when Prabhupada came to know that in Vrindavan the devotees are making such an elaborate arrangement for Jhulan Yatra, they have arranged for a flower bungalow. Prabhupada was so happy. He said, "It's very nice. Please go ahead. And please decorate the flower. Please decorate the swing with the fragrant flowers. And dress the deities profusely. Distribute the prasadam to everyone. And while swinging, while moving the swing of Radha Krishna, please sing the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. In this way you can celebrate Jhulan Yatra Mahotsav." So, actually, it is very easy to understand Radha Krishna's Leela, but if our intentions are wrong, then instead of becoming advanced in Krishna Bhakti, we may go to hell also. For example, Sergius, they take Radha Krishna's Leela so cheaply. They consider Radha and Krishna's Leelas like some affairs of young boys and girls. And therefore they try to imitate Krishna's activities. But our Gaudiya Acharyas have explained that that is not the process of understanding Krishna's Leela. The process is, we have to keep this Radha Krishna's Leela high above our head. We should worship these pastimes and not imitate Krishna's activities. Today is Rupa Goswami's appearance day. Rupa Goswami elaborately explained in his books, like NOI, NOD, what is the exact process of attaining Krishna. And all our Gaudiya Acharyas, they have given focused on chanting the holy name of Krishna. Kirtan is a foundation for all other rasas. Like, Sri Radhika Ma Dhavayora Par Madhurja Leela Guna Rupa Namna. Namam, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Guna Rupa Leela, Krishna's activities, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's abode, that will all follow by chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Rupa Goswami writes that if you water the root of the tree, the fruits will automatically fall at your place. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you will understand all these rasas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Pad, he writes one of his book, Prema or a Krishna Prema, one who has a Krishna Prema in his heart, that person is naturally very humble. Prema gives you dainyata, dainyam. Dainyam means humility. One who has a Krishna Bhakti in his heart, that person is naturally very humble, dainya. Therefore, all our Gaudiya Acharyas, they always say that I have no Krishna Prem. Including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would always say, I have no Krishna Prem. So that is dainyata. One time Sri Radha, she was walking in the forest along with her sakhis. And in the forest there were hundreds and thousands of beautiful trees. And one among the tree was very unique. That tree was a sage from his previous life. So this tree, this sage in the form of a tree, started thinking. Because this tree was naturally very humble. So this tree started thinking that I am so sinful. I have wasted my life. I have no qualification. So let me fall at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. So while thinking like this, one of the dry leaf of a tree fell at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And Sri Radha knew the humble position and that humility of a tree. As the leaf was falling at the lotus feet of Sri Radha, Sri Radha caught that leaf in her sari and started walking towards the kunjas. And finally Sri Radha entered the Nikunja along with that dry leaf. So this is the process of entering and getting entrance into Krishna's Leela. Dainyam, dainyata means humility. Not by force or imitating Krishna's pastime, but by humility, following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. One of a very beautiful concept I read. Vrindavan, all the Brajavasis, Krishna, Sri Radha, Gopis, Gopas and all the Brajavasis, although their bodies are grown up, but their heart is very innocent, like a 2-3 years old kids, children. Like when we see 2-3 years old boys, children, they don't speak logically. You know, they speak random. Whatever they just, it's not even a pre-planned. It's spontaneous. So therefore, when the small kids are, children are speaking, we don't have to use logic. So similarly, when we hear Krishna's pastimes, we cannot put logic on them. Because Krishna, Sri Radha, Gopis and all the Brajavasis, they are sinless. They are as innocent as 2-3 years old kids. Therefore, sometimes Krishna and the Gopis, they laugh out loudly. For without any reason. They just speak and loudly laugh. Sometimes they very enthusiastically answer the questions which were never asked. The questions were never asked, but they just answer the questions very enthusiastically. So we cannot put logic on Krishna's Leela. So if you want to understand Krishna's Leela and get entrance into Krishna's Leela, we also have to become like innocent, like 2-3 years old children. If you want to be in the fire, we have to be like a fiery. We have to be like fiery. Then only we can enter into the fire. Similarly, Krishna and the Brajavasis, they are innocent like 2-3 years old kids. So we have to also develop that innocence within our heart. So today is a beautiful festival of Jhulan Leela. So we'll try to discuss a little bit of the pastime of Jhulan Leela. Bhakti Ratnakar, in Bhakti Ratnakar it is explained that all over Braj, there are many places where this Jhulan Leela took place. But specially, these three places are mentioned. One is in Kamyavan, at Sahasi Kund, Jhulan Leela takes place. The second is at Radha Kund, and third is at on the banks of Jamuna. These are the three main places where Jhulan Leela take place. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they explain very beautifully the Jhulan Leela. But specially, Kavi Karanapur, he describes so beautifully in his Anand Vrindavan Champu, this Jhulan Leela pastime. So I gathered 4-5 acharya's commentary in this lecture. So Radha and Krishna, they are walking in the beautiful forest. And they are walking on the path guided by Vrinda Devi. So finally, Vrinda Devi guides them and brings to them a particular forest which is called Varsha Harsha, where they get happiness in the rainy season. Varsha Harsha. So when Radha and Krishna entered into that Varsha Harsha forest, Krishna sees this forest which is on the bank of Jamuna is filled with many varieties of trees, like banyan trees, kadamba trees, tamal trees, ashoka trees, Devavruta trees.
Yeah, Devavruta trees.
So in this way, this whole forest is filled with so many beautiful trees. And these trees, on the top branches of the trees, are joined together and creating a pleasing green canopies. And when one looks gazing towards upwards, one can't even see the end of this canopies. The trees are so tall that we cannot even see the canopies on the top of this, the branches of the trees. So in this way, Krishnadas Devaraj Goswami and Kavi Karnapur writes this. And sometimes the moonlight filtering through these canopies fall on the Vrindavan floor, on the ground. But because it is filtering through the canopies, it creates a beautiful filament of light. And this filament of light is mistaken by the female deers of Vrindavan, which are frolicking very joyfully in the kunjas. So all these deer, they come close to the filament of this light, and they consider it to be like, you know, food. And therefore they try to lick those filaments. Our acharyas give another analogy. Well, this moonlight is falling, filtering through the canopies and falls on the ground. It appears like the stars in the sky. They have become so happy and blissful. They have arrived on the land, on Vrindavan land, offering their respect to Vrindavan Bhumi. They look like stars. So in this way, all these kunjas are governed and maintained by Vrinda Devi. These trees are embraced by the beautiful vines and creepers. And these vines and creepers, they are also desire-fulfilling vines. The trees also are desire-fulfilling trees. So, all these vines and creepers, they give immense happiness to Krishna by the breast of their fruits. And the smile of their flowers and the beautiful smiling face of the creepers. Krishna becomes immensely pleased with their creepers. Traditionally, all these jhulan or a swing are tied to the kadamba trees and not to tamal trees. Because our acharya explains, these kadamba trees are very strong and very beautiful. They resemble the complexion of Sri Radha, golden complexion and yellow flowers. Compared to tamal tree is not so strong, not like a strong like a kadamba tree. And it also signifies the superiority of Sri Radha over Krishna. So therefore, all these beautiful swings are tied on the golden kadamba trees. In these kadamba trees, on the canopies, the goddess of fortune, goddess of forest, she arranges a beautiful white scented chamaras are decorated on the canopies, and they look like a white swan are flying on the canopies. So in this way, our acharya explains, there are many golden chains are hanging towards the land, ground, and all the jhulas is hanging to this golden chain. Acharya explained further, the whole Vrindavan and swing arena is perfumed, is sprinkled with the perfume which is created by squeezing the Kalpadruma tree and agaru and the camphor. In this way, the whole area is scented like agaru and the camphor and the perfumes. In this way, the whole atmosphere is illuminated. The whole swing area is illuminated by a Chintamani gem. And different varieties of birds, the flocks of birds, they fly from distant place and they gather here at the swing arena. Because they want to broadcast this Krishna Leela throughout the world. So they want to witness this Leela. So from different places the birds come and they peacefully sit on the branches and the twigs of Kadamba trees. And they just want to see, watch and witness this beautiful pastime of Krishna. Now all these arrangements are made by Vrindadevi and her assistants. And Acharyas explain that suddenly hundreds and thousands of beautiful doe-eyed gopis are manifested from nowhere. It appears that all these gopis are coming out from the desired trees. These gopis are wearing fluffy petticoats and finest silken cloths hanging towards up to their ankles. These gopis have tucked flower arrows into their sashes. And they are also carrying thousands of flasks which are filled with ointments, fragrant ointments like musk, agaru, camphor. So they are carrying this flask. They are also carrying flower bombs in their hands. So these gopis, they are looking like well-armed soldiers, ready to battle. But this battle is of love. So these gopis are ready for battling, but this battle is of love. Acharya explained that these gopis look more beautiful than the soldiers of Cupid. They are fully now well equipped. And all these gopis are simply waiting for the arrival of Radha and Shyam. And as soon as these gopis are waiting, the swans, they are looking at the gopis. And the swans are thinking, because the movements of the gopis are more graceful than the swans' movements. Generally, the swans' movements are considered very graceful. But the gopis' movements are more graceful than the swans. And therefore, the swans are declaring, they are admitting that the gopis are the true rulers of the kingdom of graceful movements. And when the fishes, they see the eyes of the gopis, they boldly admit that the gopis are the true rulers of the kingdom of restless obstacles, or restless objects. And when the sarasa cranes, when they see and hear the jingling of ankle belts of the gopis, they explain and admit that the gopis are the true ruler of the kingdom of restless objects. So in this way, all these birds, they explain how the gopis are so dear to Krishna. So now, Krishna and Sri Radha, they entered into the swing arena. It is explained, Krishna is walking like a maddened elephant before entering into how he enters into the swing arena like a maddened elephant, placing his left arm on the shoulder of Sri Radha and holding a flute. With his right hand, he is twirling the lotus flower. With his right hand, he is twirling the lotus flower. While twirling the lotus flower, his beautiful bangles are chimed very happily. So in this way, Krishna looks so regal and so royal. So Krishna enters into Ras Arena. And he is wearing and putting on a reddish turban. This time Krishna is wearing reddish turban and a beautiful peacock feather is tucked in this reddish turban. And most important thing is, Krishna has tilted his turban. Krishna has tilted his neck towards Sri Radha. It is mentioned by Kavi Karnapur, just like our Gopinath ji. He has tilted his head towards Sri Radha. It is Kavi Karnapur's explanation. So he has tilted his head towards Sri Radha. And then he enters. As Sri Radha and Krishna, they ascend on the dais. Krishna is surrounded by Sri Radha and all the gopis. They look like hundreds and thousands of golden bracelets. The gopis, they look like a golden bracelets. And Krishna looks like a blue sapphire placed in that golden bracelets. There's a beautiful divine vision. And when the amazing, when the Chakora birds see the beautiful face of Krishna, generally the Chakora birds drink only moonlight. But here, by seeing Krishna's beautiful form, Chakora bird says, oh, this moonlight is nothing. Henceforward, I will drink only Krishna Chandra's moonlight. No more ordinary moonlight. I will drink only Krishna Chandra's moonlight. And when the peacocks, they see that Krishna looks like a blue rain cloud. And Sri Radha is golden lightning in the rain clouds. So the peacocks start dancing when they see the blue rain clouds. But at this place, there was no rain. But seeing by Krishna's beautiful form, they start dancing. They see that this is the rainy season now. And all the trees, amazing. All the kalpa ruksha, desire fulfilling trees, when they see beautiful form of Krishna, their body trembles and they get goosebumps in their body. And because of the goosebumps, their body, the trees, starts streaming honey. And that honey is streaming downwards. So in this way, all these creatures are fully in ecstasy seeing Krishna's beautiful form. Now, all these peacocks, when they see Krishna and they start dancing, they also make the sound, kiao, kiao, kiao. No, I can't make the sound, but peacocks, they make the sound. So while singing that kiao, kiao, they say that who are these two beautiful personalities? Such a divine personality, we have never seen such personalities. That is the meaning of kiao, kiao. Who are these two great personalities? So while this arrangement has been going on for Julan festival, all the gods from the heavenly planet, along with their wives, they arrived at Vrindavan in innumerable airplanes, celestial airplanes. Of course, Acharyas explained that they didn't get the entrance into Vrindavan Dham. They just hovered in the sky. In the beginning, they were hovering in the middle space of the sky. But when they could not see Krishna, so they shifted from middle space of the sky to the lower sky. Acharya explained. To get close view of Krishna. So in this way, now all the gopis and manjaris, they start decorating the swing. They place fragrant flowers like chameli and mogra. And all these fragrant flowers are placed on the swing. And all these flowers are covered with a soft, thin cloth. And also there are white pillows are kept on the swing. The acharyas explained that these pillows and the cloth, they are whiter than, what is it called? Ocean's bubbles. They are more whiter than the ocean bubbles which were caused by the churning of the milk ocean. So these are whiter than this. And then all the sakhis and manjari, they make Radha and Krishna sit on the swing. As soon as Krishna and Radha sit on the throne and on the swing, it appears that happiness personified is sitting on the swing. And all the gopis and manjaris, they start swinging, they start moving the swing. And our Acharya is right. Jayo Jayo Radha Krishna Jugal Milana. What is the next line? Arati Koroye Lalita Adi Sakhi Gana. When Radha and Krishna are sitting on the throne, Lalita, Vishakha and all the Sakhis, they are offering arati to the lotus face of Krishna. And the next is, I also forgot. Lalita Madhava Vame Vrishabhanu Kanya. Krishna is sitting on the swing, and Vrishabhanu Kanya Sri Radha is sitting to the left side of Krishna. Next line is very beautiful. Vishakadi Sakhi Gana Nana Rage Gaye Priyanarma Sakhi Gana Shamaradulaye. Vishakadi Sakhi Gana. All the gopis, manjaris headed by Vishakha, they start singing the songs for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And other Sakhis, they are offering chamara. Nandi and Vrinda Sakhi, they start giving the, moving the swing. Two Sakhis are standing on the each side of the swing and they are throwing flower petals on Radha and Krishna. Other two Sakhis are standing each side of the swing and they are holding betel nuts in their hands. And whenever the swing is now rising and descending, so whenever the swing reduces its speed, they offer these betel nuts to Radha and Krishna. Lalita and Vishakha, they carry betel nuts in their hands. Champaklata and Chitra, they carry fans in their hands. Tungavidya and Indulekha, they carry golden pitchers in their hands. Rangadevi and Sudevi, they carry scent ointments like a camphor, a guru, all these vessels they carry in their hands. So in this way, all the Sakhis and Gopis, they are ready for serving Sri Radha and Krishna. So now, the Gopis are moving the swing. As the swing is moving, and this swing is moving so fast, the garlands of Radha and Krishna, their earrings and their waist belt. Garlands, earrings and their waist belts are also dancing along with Sri Radha, along with the swing. And their ankle belts, because of the movements, the ankle belts are making such a beautiful sound, which is creating a beautiful music. And when, because this swing, the robes and the golden chains are hanging to the trees. So therefore, all the branches, they are also moving. And the branches, the twigs and the flowers, they are fanning Radha and Krishna as the swing is moving. So in this way, now the gopis, they start throwing, because the gopis have tucked beautiful flower arrows. So now they start with a fistful of his arms, they put out, they bring a, what is called, powder, beautiful scented powder, and with their full strength, they throw it in the air, all that kumkum and powder. Because hundreds and thousands of the gopis, they are throwing kumkum and powder in the sky. Everywhere in the sky, there is a screen of dust. And all the demigods, they are watching this leela from the above. So now they cannot see any, because this whole sky is covered with this powder. So the demigods, they start showering flower petals, clearing the screen of dust. Because this whole earth, like sky is covered. So therefore the demigods, they start showering flower petals and clears the dust. And now these demigods can see clearly. After some time, the gopis, they start throwing flower bombs. It is mentioned flower bombs. So the gopis start throwing flower bombs in the sky. Now amazing, hundreds and thousands of flower bombs are thrown in the sky, and all those flower bombs are colliding to each other. And because of the collision, all those flower bombs be turned into petals. And all those petals are showered on Radha Krishna's feet. It's like an abhishek of flower petals by all the gopis. Because the gopis have so much love for Krishna, so Krishna also wants to reciprocate with them. Now Krishna stands. And then Krishna starts throwing all his flower petals on the gopis as if he has thousands of arms. She was throwing the flower petals to all the directions. So in this way, giving joy and happiness to all the gopis. Now after some time, Radha and Krishna, they want to increase the speed of the swing. So Krishna, he kicked off more speed of the swing by pushing his feet. So now the swing is moving very fast. And this particular swing, there are hundreds and thousands of swings, but this particular swing where Radha and Krishna are seated, this swing is stationed and located exactly on the bank of Jamuna. Two kadamba trees are exactly located on the banks of Jamuna. And the swing is moving from east to west. Towards the east of the swing is Jamuna River, and towards the west is Kadamba Forest. Now Krishna is moving this swing so fast, so this, when the swing goes towards the eastern direction, it crosses half of Jamuna's water. It hovers on the top of this water of the Jamuna. And when it goes towards the western direction, it flies on the top of the branches and the top of the kadamba trees. It's like an airplane moving from east to west, riding and descending. So in this way, all the gods in the heaven, they are amazed. What kind of jhulan is this? Krishna is so expert. So practically half of the Jamuna's water was covered, and here the whole forest. So this swing was moving very fast. Actually, there was Krishna's special purpose behind that. So Krishna, Sri Radha said, Krishna, stop it now. This is very fast. Please don't move. So then Krishna didn't like. Of course, Krishna didn't hear. Instead of reducing the speed, he increased the speed of the swing. And Sri Radha gave up and she embraced Krishna. Now Acharya explains, amazing. A blue lotus flower, Krishna is like a blue lotus flower. Sri Radha is like a golden champaka flower. And union of these two flowers, the golden lotus flower and the champaka flower, they are becoming one. And because of the union of these two flowers, the fragrance is spread all over the universe. Acharya explained that this fragrance of this flower penetrated the layer of this world and directly entered into the Vaikuntha and hit the nostrils of Padma, Lakshmi. By smelling that fragrance, Padma or Lakshmi, with awe and respect, she feels herself to be fortunate to get to see the beautiful swing pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. From the Vaikuntha planets, all these hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis, they shower flowers on Radha Krishna's swings. So sometimes it is purely by Krishna's desire. Sometimes the sun rays, they disturb Sri Radha's lotus face. The sun rays are very hot. Now Krishna sees that Sri Radha is perspiring. So Krishna tilts his head and covers Sri Radha's face with his crown. Receiving all these sun rays on his face, on his crown, he protects Sri Radha's face. Krishna's desire, who is sun cannot cause any trouble to Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan Dham. Sun, moon, time, seasons, they are all servants of Krishna. But whenever there is a need of some particular season or some sun or a moon, they just appear. Just like during the Rasa Leela, moon, he just blossomed fully and he acted like a video camera. He was shooting the whole Rasa Leela. Krishna told the moon, you just act like a halogen, like a full light and shoot the whole game. So in this way, all these sun, moon and other seasons, they are all servants of Krishna. So, when Krishna now swinging so fast, the gopis see that Radha and Krishna they are embracing, but they are not holding the ropes of the swing. They are just in the air. So therefore the gopis, they felt concerned and they stopped the swing. And when the swing was stopped, actually it was Sri Radha's plan. She wanted that every single gopi should sit with Krishna on the swing. Our acharyas explain, Sri Radha is so compassionate. She is so merciful. Actually, she always wants that gopi should be with Krishna. But sometimes, by her presence, if her presence gives more pleasure to Krishna, then she just keeps all these formalities aside and she stays with the Krishna. But in her wither, in her heart, she always wants that other sakhi should get association of Krishna. This is real love. Our Acharya explains that Krishna is like a strong tamal tree. Sri Radha is a beautiful golden vine or a creeper tightly embracing that tamal tree. And all the sakis and manjaris, they are the blossoming flowers on that creeper. So all the sakis and manjaris, they have their existence through Sri Radha. Sri Radha is nourished by the tamal tree and all these creepers, the flowers of the creeper, they are nourished by the vine. In this way, Sri Radha takes care of all the sakis. And it is one of my favorite pastime. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes, amazing. One devotee asked a question to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He said, Guru Maharaj, we heard in the Rasa Leela that Sri Radha became proud, therefore Krishna left her. Krishna said, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, what do you know about Sri Radha? Actually, when Krishna and Sri Radha, they were alone and all the gopis were feeling separation from Krishna, that time Sri Radha, she made a plan. She made a plan and she spoke such words that Krishna felt Sri Radha has become proud. Sri Radha deliberately spoke such words by which Krishna felt that she has become proud and therefore he left her. And Sri Radha became very happy because she wanted to be with the gopis rather than being with Krishna alone. Because she knew that gopis are in separation from Krishna and why should I be alone with Krishna? Therefore, rather than being alone with Krishna, I'll accept being with Krishna all the gopis. This is the quality of Sri Radha. Therefore, even Shiva in Radha Kripa Kataksha, he is telling to Parvati,
Anantakoti Vishnu Lokam Namra Padma Jarchite Himadrija Pulomaja Virinchajavara Prade Apar Siddhiri Didigdha Sat Padanguli Nakhe कदा करीषसि मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम् कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम्
श्री राधा इज सो ग्लोरियस लक्ष्मी हु इज द क्वीन ऑफ वैकुंठ प्लैनेट सी विथ आउट ऑफ सीवियर शेयर ह्यूमिलिटी she falls at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Now this is not explained by Gaudiya Acharyas. Shiva is telling to Parvati in Radha Kripa Kataksha that Lakshmi is falling at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And amazing, this family, Shiva's family is such a beautiful, unique family. Shiva is telling Parvati that Rama means Lakshmi and then Sachi, wife of Indra, Saraswati, and then he says, Uma, you Parvati, all you great ladies, you get the strength and power, because whatever the strength and power, Riddhi, Siddhi, Ashta Siddhis we have, that is all coming from Sri Radha. And that is also not from coming from Sri Radha, it is coming from the toenails of Sri Radha. Shiva is telling to his wife, your powers, he is derived from Sri Radha. And the humility of Parvati Ma, she says, she nods her head. She says, yes, it's true. Amazing. One lady is accepting the glories of other Mataji. Amazing. So when our Acharyas write that these gopis and Sri Radha, they are not ordinary ladies. They are very special. Because Krishna, who is God, why will he perform pastimes with an ordinary ladies? Therefore, these gopis, they look like ordinary, but they are very special. These gopis are worshipped even by Brahma. Brahma, he offers prayers to Krishna. And he said, my dear Krishna, please, I am not qualified to get the blessings of the gopis. Please, place me in the Vrindavan Dham, like a small creeper or a blade of grass, so that all these divine, pure ladies, they will trample upon my head and will get the dust of their lotus feet. And the same prayers also offered by Uddhavji. So in this way, now Sri Radha, she hints towards Krishna. So Krishna understands the hints of Sri Radha and he makes Sri Lalita sit on the swing towards his right side. Now Krishna is placing his right hand on the shoulder of Lalita Devi and left hand on his on the shoulder of Sri Radha. Kundalata Devi, she says, oh my God, it's a beautiful vision. A moon, a full moon is ascending in the middle of two stars. And who are these two stars? One is Radha and other is Anuradha. Lalita is also called Anuradha, follower of Sri Radha. So, the moon is now stationed in the middle of Radha and Anuradha. In this way, the gopis and manis, they are swinging the, moving the swing and they are singing the songs. In this way, Krishna makes each and every gopi sit next to him. After some time, Krishna expands into thousands of forms. And then he individually rides on the swing with each and every gopi. So in this way, all these beautiful swing pastimes is taking place. Even the gods from the heavenly planet, they feel fortunate to get just little gleam of this Radha Krishna's beautiful swing pastime. After this swing pastime, within 2-3 minutes, I'll finish. 2-3 minutes. So after the swing festival, the gopis, Krishna, they all just sit on the shaded trees, under the shaded trees. Vrinda Devi, she is ready with the nectar, because all these gopis and Krishna, they are exhausted by the swing pastime. So she is ready with the beautiful nectar and different types of fruits and fruit juices. So Krishna and Sri Radha, they are sitting on the center of the lotus. And all the astasakis, they are sitting around the 8 petals, which are around the main lotus. And the 16 gopis, they are sitting next to the 8 main sakis. In this way, all the sakis and manjis, they are surrounding Radha and Krishna. An amazing thing happens. Sri Radha calls Vrinda Devi and she says, please tell Shuka and Shari to glorify our Krishna. Like every moment they go, don't get bored or exhausted. Just now we performed pastime with Krishna, swing pastime. Before that was a Jalakrida pastime. And before that was a Rasa Lila. And again now we are tired and you are saying that please glorify Krishna. Actually this is Vrindavan's prema. Every single moment Krishna is Nitya Navayamana. All the material activities, all our activities, they are very monotonous and boring. Because there is no pleasure same doing the same activities again and again. But Krishna's activities, they are not same everywhere. Every moment Krishna's activities are newer, his qualities are increasing, his beauty is increasing. And therefore his love also is increasing. That means his every activity is Navanavayamana. Now within 4 or 5 verses, beautifully Shuka and Shari, how they glorify Krishna. Amazing. Shuka says, when a person relishes Krishna's topics with his tongue once, that person can never touch any other subject in his life. Once you glorify Krishna with your tongue, that person can never touch any other subject in his life. So no question of prajalpa, no question of criticism or fault finding with anyone. And then he says, the Shuka says, the sun is naturally warm, the moon is naturally cold, wind is naturally restless, earth is naturally tolerant. The sages and rishis, they are naturally grave. Similarly, Krishna is naturally controlled by the love of his devotees. Amazing. And then Shuka says, Krishna is as beautiful as himself. When I heard this prayer, amazing. Krishna is as beautiful as himself. Krishna is as sweet as himself. Krishna's body limbs are as delicate as himself. And then the Shari asked Shuka, why are you saying this? Why are you not comparing Krishna's beauty, his delicate limbs with some other object? And then Shuka says, there are no objects even closer to Krishna. What to speak of comparing Krishna's beauty with the objects? There are not even in the spiritual world and the material world, there are no objects even closer to Krishna. So what can I do? I have to just compare Krishna with Krishna himself. Wow. So when this discussion of Shuka and Shari, when the ministers of Kamsa, they heard it, they became very happy. They went to Kamsa and said, dear Maharaj, you don't worry about this child, Krishna. Kamsa said, why? Because we heard that Krishna's limbs are as delicate as flower, as delicate as lotus petals. So why are you worried about it? Anyone can kill him. So this is the foolish ministers. They took it very seriously. They said, wow, good, good, now. And Acharya explained, everyone laughed, including Kamsa and all the ministers. They laughed. Why are you worrying? Why are we worrying so much about this child whose limbs are softer than the lotus petals? Okay, okay, no problem. Don't worry. Anyone will go and kill him. So, in this way, the Shuka and Shari, in the last verses, Shuka says, Krishna killed so many demons and demoness, but still he is considered and called as the most compassionate personality. How is that? A person is killing someone and still is considered to be compassionate. Suppose like Indra, if he kills some demon, will you call him compassionate? No way. But why we call Krishna compassionate? Because Krishna, after killing that demon, he can, in return, he can award all auspiciousness to that person. For example, Krishna killed Putana, but after killing Putana, he gave her the highest position of a mother in the spiritual world. After subduing Kaliya, Krishna gave his own Krishna Prem to him. So in this way, when Krishna kills someone or punishes someone, but his reward or his love is 1,000 times more higher than his punishment. Therefore, he is called most compassionate. So in this way, Shuka and Shari, they glorified Radha and Krishna and their beautiful pastimes. In this way, the same pastime happened in Vrindavan. Yes, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna.